Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the New York Mets and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jeff McNeil. Batting second, the center fielder, Michael Conforto. Batting third, the first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Robinson Cano. Batting fifth, the catcher, Wilson Ramos. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dominic Smith. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, J.D. Davis. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ahmed Rosario. Pitching for the New York Mets, Steven Matz. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Jorge Polanco. Batting second, the right fielder, Marwin Gonzalez. Batting third, the designated hitter, Nelson Cruz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting fifth, the first baseman, C.J. Cron. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Max Kepler. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Miguel Sano. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jonathan Schoop. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jason Castro. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Michael Pineda. And now, play ball. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeil hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Michael Conforto batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Conforto hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. McNeil moves to second. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alonso strikes out swinging. One out. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a passed ball. McNeil moves to third. Conforto moves to second. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cano hits a fly ball towards center. Kepler makes the catch for the out. McNeil scores. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Wilson Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Conforto moves to third. Wilson Ramos is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ground ball towards second. Schoop bobbles the ball. Ramos reaches on the error. Conforto scores. Ramos is on first. It's 2-0, Mets. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball towards left. Rosario makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Polanco hits a line drive towards second. Cano makes the catch for the out. One out. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gonzalez hits a fly ball towards right. McNeil is there to make the catch. Two outs. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Cruz is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Twins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Frazier hits a line drive deep towards left. Rosario makes the catch for the out. One out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis hits a ball towards third. Sano can't make the play in time. Davis gets a base hit. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rosario hits a ground ball towards first. Cron throws to second to get Davis. Rosario is on first. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McNeil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeil hits a ground ball towards the mound. Panetta throws to first, and McNeil is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive towards third. Frazier makes the catch for the out. One out. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cron hits a line drive into right center field. That will be extra bases. Cron is safe at second with a double. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepler hits a line drive towards first. Alonso makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sano hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Sano is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Twins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Conforto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conforto hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alonso is 0-for-1 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball to second. Shoup steps on second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cano is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cano hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Cano is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jonathan Shoup batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Shoup hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Castro strikes out swinging. One out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Polanco hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Polanco is out. Two outs. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball towards center. Conforto makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Twins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wilson Ramos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ramos hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ramos is out. One out. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Smith is out. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosario hits a line drive, base hit into left field. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cron hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Cron is safe at second with a double. Rosario moves to third. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kepler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kepler hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kepler is out. Rosario scores. Cron moves to third. One out. It's Mets, 2, Twins, 2. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 0-for-1 in the game. Sano strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jonathan Schoop is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Schoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schoop is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Schoop. The throw from Ramos, and he's caught stealing. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Twins 2. The Mets will come to bat. J.D. Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards second. Schoop makes the catch for the out. One out. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosario hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Rosario is safe at second with a double. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Rosario moves to third. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeil strikes out swinging. Two outs. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Conforto is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Conforto hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Rosario scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 0-for-2 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Alonso is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Robert Xulman replaces Steven Matz as pitcher. Jason Castro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Castro is on with a walk. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Polanco is 0-for-2 in the game. Polanco is hit by the pitch. Castro moves to second. Polanco is on first. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards first. Alonso makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Cruz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Cruz is on with a walk. Luis Avalan replaces Robert Xulman as pitcher. Eddie Rosario batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosario is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Rosario is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Twins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cano is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cano hits a line drive towards right. Gonzalez is there to make the catch. One out. Wilson Ramos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ramos hits a fly ball towards right. Gonzalez is there to make the catch. Two outs. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Sano makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cron is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Cron hits a pop-up towards short. Rosario makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kepler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kepler hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Avalan covering, and Kepler is out. 2 outs. Miguel Sano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sano is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Sano is on with a walk. Jury's familiar replaces Luis Avalan as pitcher. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shoup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shoup hits a ground ball towards short. Rosario throws to second to get Sano. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Twins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Zach Little replaces Michael Pineda as pitcher. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier is called out on strikes. 1 out. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Davis is out. 2 outs. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rosario is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosario hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Rosario is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Wilson replaces Jury's Familia as pitcher. Mitch Garver pinch hits for Jason Castro batting 9th. Mitch Garver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garver hits a ground ball towards 3rd. The throw to first, and Garver is out. 1 out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Polanco hits a line drive deep towards right center field. McNeil is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Gonzalez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Twins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Blake Parker replaces Zach Little as pitcher. Mitch Garver moves from pinch hitter to C. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McNeil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeil hits a line drive towards left center field. Rosario is there and makes the catch. 1 out. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conforto is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Conforto hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 0 for 3 in the game. That is ball 4. Alonso is on with a walk. Conforto moves to second. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a passed ball. Conforto moves to third. Alonso moves to second. Robinson Cano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cano is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cano hits a ball towards the mound. Parker throws to third and gets the runner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Seth Lugo replaces Justin Wilson as pitcher. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cruz strikes out swinging. One out. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rosario is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosario hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cron is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Cron hits a fly ball towards center. Conforto makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kepler strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Twins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wilson Ramos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramos is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ramos softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Ramos is out. One out. Dominic Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Smith is out. Two outs. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier is 0 for 3 in the game. That is ball 4. Frazier is on with a walk. Matt McGill replaces Blake Parker as pitcher. JD Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Edwin Diaz replaces Seth Lugo as pitcher. Jeff McNeil moves from right fielder to left fielder. Juan Lagares replaces Dominic Smith as center field. Miguel Sano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. ER batting 6th. Michael Conforto moves from center fielder to right fielder. Sano is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Ariz pinch hits for Jonathan Schoop batting 8th. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Ariz is on with a walk. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Ariz moves to second. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Polanco is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Polanco hits a fly ball towards center. Lagares makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball towards third. Frazier can't make the play in time. Gonzalez gets a base hit. Ariz moves to third. Garver moves to second. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Frazier makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.